T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
That's the best you guys can do, and you call yourself professionals? Your show really is starting to suck.
Howard Simon.
I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop. And there is no one that does it better than
Jeremy White.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Care to expand on that?
I just woke up feeling real dangerous.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Congratulations.
This has got to be the most humid day of all time.
Another 90-plus degree day yesterday.
Yep.
I got a couple stats for you. Ready for some stats?
Yes, weather stats. It's the first one that they've changed the humidity scale to reflect today.
No, I don't have a humidity stat for you, but I can look at that one. I'm pretty sure the heat index is going to be in the hundreds, or in the low hundreds, right? The official temperature yesterday soared to 94 degrees. We set a record, we tied the record for the highest temperature on that date, which was set back in 1988, stat one. It was the fifth consecutive day we hit the 90-degree mark. That's the second longest 90-degree streak on record in the history of Buffalo weather. Stat two. Yes, the heat advisory continues through Friday. Final stat. Lake Erie is approaching record numbers. It is 1 degree shy of the record. It is 74 degrees. It only achieved 75 degrees on July 7th yesterday? 3 times in the history of record keeping, which is 93 years. It is approaching record lake temperatures. Woo! So you don't even need a pool.
I'm not sure that all of that is worth celebration, no? But okay. I understand the general celebration.
Summer is a beautiful thing.
Swam in the lake yesterday. It was beautiful.
See, there you go. Nice. You don't even need a pool. You just, you put the trunks on. You go in the lake. Now, granted, 75 is still a little on the cool side for me, but for most normal people, that's probably acceptable.
It can still be a little on the chilly side, depending on, your tastes, I suppose.
Not that I'm complaining, but my pool is now gone officially to bath water, I should say. It's like 87 degrees and climbing.
Holy cow, 87.
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, Jeremy, my pool one time actually hit 90. I don't remember when, but I feel like we would have hit 90 once. But it started the week out like at 82, and it's been climbing every day, and yesterday it was 87. And my guess is between now and Friday, I got a crack at 90.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it is bathwater. It's just, what's the point of having it? Go ahead.
And it's hot out. It's hot already.
It's a little toasty.
The humidity is nuts today.
Yeah, see, I can't share. Although I did, I walk out of the house. Yes, your initial, it's warm out here this morning for 4:30 or whatever the heck it was when I got to my car. Yeah, it was a little warmer, heavier, felt like in the air than it had been in the last week. Stay inside today.
Yeah, well, if you can, if you got air conditioning.
Yeah, well, you don't. You can come over. Use the pool. Come on over. We've opened the pool up to neighbors, to friends. We're just basically telling people, tell us when you're coming. We'll leave the key in the gate, and you just jump in.
Very nice. That's so very nice of you.
Why don't you, bring Molly. The dogs want to go swimming. Bring the dogs.
She's got to work. And in this kind of heat, they don't really move.
They don't.
Much.
Yeah, okay. Because our dog used to love the pool. So, if you want to bring him and let him jump in, you can even put him on the floats. We have 3 floats, so each dog has a float.
Wow.
With a little cup holder in case they want cup holders. Maybe they're going to be thirsty when they're laying on the floor.
Right, of course, of course.
Yeah, and I'll put music on for them, too. Just let me know what they like.
Well, I'm telling you, what else is there? Anything else?
That's it. And I've got extra sunscreen.
You got a TV out there?
No, but if you're at the right angle, you could see the TV in the family room from the pool.
You got to get a TV out there.
Come on.
If you're going to have that much and have people over and have a patio
TV
like that
on the back deck.
Well, you never know. Okay. You know, toss a game on, some golf, Bills.
It's number three on the list, okay? Number one, for years, Jonathan has wanted us to build a slide from his window on the second floor into the pool.
Great idea.
Why do you encourage him like that?
Hey, I don't encourage him. I encourage great ideas, and that sounds like a great idea.
So he could just, you know, right in to the deep end. And
What about like a rope swing? He could just do that. That's probably cheaper. Is there a tree nearby?
No, not around the pool. No, okay.
Then it's going to have to be a slide.
And then Joanne's always wanted like some kind of fountain in the deep end, like, you know, shooting water out and everything, like a mini version of not Caesars. Who's got the fountain in Vegas? Bellagio?
All of them.
Okay.
Bellagio, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we could always put on a show for the neighbors and put music in. But, yeah, so I'll put your TV back deck behind fountain and slide from the second floor window.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, it'll make the neighborhood a little more lively. Maybe you get some more visitors taking you up on those offers.
Well, we're trying. You know, like I said, we have an open invitation to, you know, whoever, especially if they have kids, you know. You know, just bring them on by. Use the facilities there. We got a hot tub, too, but I'm going to guess.
Not the season.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can. It goes up to like 105, 110 if you want to get some of the kinks out. But okay.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good. I mean, I'm not sure how, if you don't have a pool, how you stay cool throughout this. You probably, I've given thought to a sprinkler to run through.
Yep.
As a kid, running through a sprinkler was always fun.
That's what we used to do, right.
And I could get a sprinkler for the landscaping and for the plants and stuff and, you know, try and keep the lawn a little bit hydrated. And then myself, I'll just run through it every, you know, 20 minutes or so because it's so hot.
We didn't have a pool growing up, so it was always the sprinkler. Put the sprinkler on the front lawn, everybody run around. Put your swim trunks on. And go, or find a splash pad in the community, or you know, find someone who has a pool in the neighborhood and invite yourself over.
Or go buy a slip and slide, or a crocodile mile, or all those, whatever they're called.
They still sell those, I assume?
Don't see why not.
Okay,
I think so.
Yeah, we had a slip and slide a couple summers growing up. I thought that was pretty cool. All the kids came over because we didn't have a pool, like I said, but the slip and slide was pretty popular. We turned it into a sporting event.
This came up yesterday, and my wife told me we have a slip and slide in the basement.
Oh,
and
I need to see video.
I've never seen this, so I'm told that we have a slip and slide.
I'm trying to think, just slide the dogs down the slip and slide would be pretty good video.
Yeah,
I would like to see that.
Okay,
I think it would be funny.
Sure,
you know, just to see them on four paws sliding down. You know,
I don't think that would happen on. Oh, you mean like. Yeah, then one of them's only got three paws.
Well, three, but Hank, Hank, Bo, who's the third one again?
Betty.
So you take Hank and Betty, you stand them on the slip and slide, give them a little push from behind, and vroom, there they go.
Yeah.
They'd enjoy it. Water splashing up.
Quite possibly.
You know? Yeah.
None of these dogs does the trick where they drink from a hose where you shoot it at them and they attack the hose.
Yeah, they try to like bite the water.
Bo used to do that, but he I guess he grew out of that. Yeah, the biting the water out of the hose. It's a grade A dog trick, you know? You love it when a dog does that. None of these dogs do that.
No.
They're old and lazy now.
Hey, I can relate. You know, your dogs and I have something in common. We're both old and lazy.
Yeah.
So, hey, you make the best of it, yes, and hopefully you're able to either have AC or you're working an AC, whatever. You're able to stay cool in some way, shape, or form, and it's not going to change for a while. A little bit of a break this weekend, but the rest of this week, heat advisory.
Yeah.
I thought they said last night on the news, I should probably double check this, that the heat index could reach like, or maybe it did, like 104, 105. And like there's, from what they can tell, the records are showing it's never been that high. So I should double check on that one. But yeah, we're in a very rare territory right now.
Is heat index the same as real feel kind of
thing? Isn't it? I always thought that's the summer version of wind chill.
Yeah.
Right?
The heat index.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I always thought. If you factor in the temperature and the humidity and whatever formula they use, that's like, well, it's 2 outside, but it feels like 10 below. So yeah. I feel like heat index is what it really feels like when you step outside.
Okay, so what's the relative humidity going to be today? Do you know? Have you got that?
Ooh, I do not have that. Let me pull that up.
Okay, because I've got the chart here, the National Weather Service's heat index. I've got temperature and then relative humidity, and that'll roll through a chart. Okay. Very much like it looks like the chart we used to use for the Bills while they were still in the drought, and I would tell you the chances of making the playoffs with every record, you know, from 2-1 to 3-4 to 4-2.
Ooh, woof.
They had that chart, and every one of those had a likelihood of making the playoffs. What is it? What's today's relative humidity?
Well, let's see. Okay, 87, 64% humidity.
Okay, let's call that 65.
Tonight it's going to 74%.
Oh, my God.
The humidity is going up tonight.
Wow. 70, okay.
That seems high.
If it is, how many, what's it going to be, 94 today?
This is saying 87 for the high from weather.com. That can't be right.
Okay, well, I thought we were going to the 90s.
I think we are supposed to go to the 90s today.
Let's say it's at 92.
Let's go. Okay, I was going to say 90.
National Weather Service says 91.
91. No,
okay, so 92. At 65% relative humidity at 92 degrees, the heat index is 108. And tonight when the humidity goes to 74, 75,
yeah.
If it's 92, that heat index is 116.
Well, it's going to plummet down to a low of 72 tonight, so we'll be okay. You know, you might want to actually have a blanket on tonight and maybe grab a sweater.
Okay.
Woof. And then 93 tomorrow at 55% humidity. No chances of rain. Very, very low. 10%, 10%, not till the weekend.
It hasn't rained
Friday.
In weeks.
Yeah, you know, the lawn is looking pretty, it's getting a little brown there.
Yeah.
80% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday, 50% scattered T-storms Sunday. So we should get some water this weekend.
Finally, some respite from all this.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything because, you know, I'm the one that complains when it's cold and it's February and I can't see the end of the winter. So I'm not going to complain at all, even though the pool's a little warm. That's why I'll take it.
Hey, is the next thing on our list of things to follow annoyingly an NFL labor battle?
I hope not.
Does it look like that?
Well, it could be on a few different fronts. It sounds like the players are really going to dig in on the zero preseason games, and for that matter, I think they're right.
Yeah, I'd like to be with them on that.
The one comment I saw, let me see if I can, whatever, I can paraphrase it. The one comment I saw was, you know, the players are basically saying, all right, so let me get this straight. You're setting up all these protocols for secure, you know, zones, safe zones, secure zones, and then you're going to say, let's mix two teams together in contact for games that mean absolutely nothing in the standings. Why? It's a really good question. You know, protocols, how you work a home game, evaluating the roster, stack it up versus potential positive tests, players getting sick, and maybe not even making it to the regular season. You would think preseason games would go by the boards. You would take every possible precaution, which includes that, and maybe the players are right. No 11-on-11 activity, whatever you have to do to get to the regular season. But so that, man, the escrow seems pretty high, too. I can't believe the players are going to be happy with 35% of their salaries going into escrow.
Yeah.
I mean, the NHL cap there is at 20. I hope it doesn't turn into what we went through with baseball. But at the very least, on preseason games and how they're working out at camp, it sounds like the players are digging in on the preseason games.
Yeah, well.
And as I said, I think they're right. You shouldn't play preseason games. It's too risky. Look, you can make a case that you shouldn't even try playing any games with the virus and just sit it out and say, sorry, folks, you know, and I know it affects a lot of people's jobs and all these different things, but, you know, it's a risky venture, whatever they're doing. NBA, NHL, MLS is playing their first games tonight. You know,
meanwhile, some of the games have already been postponed.
They postponed Nashville had 5 players test positive. They were supposed to play this week. They postponed their game.
Yeah, the MLS had a team pull out and multiple games postponed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean,
it's funny to call it the MLS is back tournament while half of the tournament doesn't appear to be going.
The MLS is back, .. kind of.
Yeah.
You know, today we might hear from, granted, it's not a Power 5 league, but the Ivy League might come out today and say, listen, all of our fall sports, we're waiting until the spring.
Yeah.
Which is unprecedented. That we've never seen that happen in college sports, that they push an entire a conference pushes an entire schedule from the fall to the spring. So if I'm the players, I'd be worried too. I know you wanted to get to some of Stephon Diggs' comments. I'd be nervous if any of these players, the thing is, I think what the players are saying is there's a couple things in play here. And one of them ties in with baseball. When the players are sitting here going, okay, so when there are losses in the business, you want us to share in the losses and help you out. And when there are profits in the business, we don't get that necessarily, right? So you want us to have a pay cut and prorated salaries and all this. And when we get back going and everything's going great and you're making money, we don't necessarily see that. So why are we only helping when your business is suffering?
That said, they do always see it when there are profits, right? They collectively have bargained to get 48% of football revenue. The cap goes up.
Yeah, I meant baseball. I don't know that baseball has that same deal.
Right.
Hockey does. I'm assuming the NBA does, Jeremy. I don't know their CBA rules off the top of my head. Football definitely does have a designated percent of revenue in the salary cap formula, for sure.
Yeah.
But I honestly, if I'm them, I'd be worried because, their feeling is, okay, the owners, yeah, it's your franchise, it's your money, and you're trying to recoup losses, but we're the ones that are going to be going out on the field and putting ourselves at risk. One of the other things they're talking about is the opt-out. Now, the NHL came out the other day in their return-to-play protocols and basically said, you can opt out and there will be no penalty. You just got to tell us, give us some kind of notice. Reportedly, the NFL is pushing back against opt-out. They don't want the players to be able to opt out. And the players...
Yeah, how does that work?
And so the players are going, you're kidding me, right? So they're pushing back on the opt-out. They're hesitant to agree to any kind of opt-out plan. Sam Acho, NFLPA vice president, the league is hesitant to have any player opt out. Their position is, if a player doesn't want to go to training camp, that's their decision. Obviously, fines could take place. You could lose your starting spot. All those things could take place. The league is trying to keep opt-out from happening.
Maybe they're trying to keep opting out from happening just because they're afraid there will be so many opt-outs.
And that's one of the issues I think that the players have pointed out, that you would have guys who might, I don't want to say faking it, but would use, hey, we're worried about the virus and the health and safety, and basically I'm not happy with my contract or whatever the reason might be, and they'll opt out citing health and safety when it's truly not their reason for not playing. So yeah. The league is pushing back on that. So you might have that. You might have preseason games as a couple of stumbling blocks going forward.
It's going to be, that might be an interesting fight. I don't think the league wins that one. I think ultimately opt-outs would be allowed.
I think so, yeah. The other leagues have done it.
Well, not just that, but consider, and I know it's not exactly the same, but season ticket holders are allowed to opt out.
Yeah, that's right.
Why aren't the players?
It's a fairly good point.
It's just like, hey, the people that go to these games, you've decided that it's okay if they want to skip a year.
Okay, well, you know why? Because the league can get by without you and your season ticket holder seat, even though they lose money. They can't get by without players.
They can get by without a player. Sure they can.
How many players are opting out?
I don't know. How many players will fill their spots?
Yeah.
If not enough, then they don't get by. And, nobody gets paid and... For the in the interest of safety.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, if the league is going to try and hammer them on not being able to opt out, woof, good luck.
You always wonder. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Siding with the players.
Yeah, I would too. And I think, honestly, when it comes to negotiations, we went through this with baseball. We go through this every time a labor situation comes up. You always wonder, do they truly believe, are they really strongly pushing this point, or are they just using it, making it look like, no, you can't opt out. All right, I'll tell you what. Okay, fine, you can opt out. In the meantime, they really want two preseason games, and that's the hill they're going to die on, so to speak. Like, they'll make it sound like they really want this, knowing, all right, we'll sacrifice A, and that way it looks like we're giving the players something, and we get the other thing we truly want. I'm sure they want preseason games for whatever reason. I'm sure the coaches and the GMs are pushing for it because they need to evaluate the roster. The league, I would think, wants it but for protocol purposes. But you know what? You'll figure out a way to make it work if you don't have preseason games in terms of protocol. Stand 6 feet apart. No fans are in the stadium in all likelihood. You'll figure out how to make it work without having a run-through for it.
There's a series of tweets from Stephon Diggs. We've referenced them real quickly. Just going through them all. He started last night. It's about 7 p.m. last night in that neighborhood. He wrote, I miss football. I love football with all of me, but there's so many unanswered questions with this upcoming season. I'd be lying if I said I was comfortable with starting back up. Mm-hmm. I've been training my butt off just trying to stay ready and prepared. I've never played a game with zero fans in the stands. Even in Little League, we at least had parents and other family members. This will be weird if it happens. And then, it's funny, someone wrote to him when he said, I'd be lying if I said I was comfortable. Someone wrote, I wouldn't want to play for Josh Allen either. And Diggs wrote, basically, get that out of here. Don't be that guy.
Okay.
Which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's Diggs saying, you know, he'd be lying if he said he was comfortable with all this. And we do have a text from Paul who says, I didn't like Diggs' tweet about being uncomfortable. And
I'd be uncomfortable.
I don't know how you get to a place where you're mad at Stephon Diggs for saying that.
You know. And I have this discussion about, I'm uncomfortable with going to see a Mets game in Toronto, if I could cross the border. I'm not going to any games. You know, I saw Shays came out with their schedule for the upcoming season. I love going to Shays for a show. They're going to be back in operation in December. And there are shows I'd love to see. I got to tell you, I'm not sure about this. I'm not comfortable going out to indoor. I haven't done indoor dining. I'm not doing that anytime soon. And so I totally get the whole, you know, I'm worried about me. I'm worried about my wife. I'm worried about my mother-in-law who lives with us, who's 92. Sorry about that, mother-in-law. Of course you would be uncomfortable with all this stuff. Why wouldn't you be? If you're not thinking about it, I think you're crazy.
Well, I mean, sure, there's that element of it. Then there's the professional athlete element of it, mm-hmm. in a league with no fans, potentially, or maybe some. Who knows? We've still got months out, but I don't know. I just think if you're getting upset with a player for saying that, I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Check yourself. Like,
yeah.
How could you say you're upset about that?
Right. I'm pretty sure. There are no definitives. Like, no 100% statement I can make here. Pretty darn sure when NFL teams report to camp, if they do, and they start practicing, we're going to see positive tests, right? Of course we are. MLS has them, NBA's got them, NHL has them, and we're not talking that full camps aren't even going on in the NBA and the NHL yet, and they're getting positive tests from just some guys coming into their cities and doing voluntary workouts. Imagine 90 players, 80 players, whatever the roster limit is determined to be for training camp, getting together on the field with all the coaches, everybody practicing, all the stuff that's happening in the course of a practice, even in non-padded hanging out workouts. Of course they're going to be positive tests. Why wouldn't you be concerned about this stuff if you're a player going to work? I was concerned coming in here, but I think, you know, enough safety precautions. You're not in the studio with me, so I'm by myself every day. We've got wipes to wipe down everything that I'm touching here in the studio. We've got, you know, hand sanitizer at the front door. We're taking all these precautions into place, and I feel safe about coming into work. But yeah, you got to be crazy if you're not a player thinking about what are the chances I get sick and then bring it to my family. The NFL guys aren't going to be in a bubble; they're going home at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a risk factor for them.
They're the biggest group of players of any league, right? Like 53 guys.
Outside of college football.
Yep, right.
It's the second biggest roster.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks from tomorrow is baseball.
Yeah.
2 weeks
from
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. The 23rd is, okay, yeah. Knock on wood. Maybe there's baseball.
It'll be a pretty significant blow if a league schedules and then has to push.
Yeah, right.
I think that'll be a pretty big blow.
Well, look at Adam Silver, you know, who came out yesterday and said, essentially, he's concerned the bubble will pop. You know, he didn't exactly say it that way, but he said he's absolutely concerned. As teams are reporting to Orlando this week, I think half a dozen teams showed up yesterday. More, the others are arriving either maybe today, tomorrow, whatever. The other 16, and he said that he's worried that we'll get everybody inside the bubble. We'll start getting positive tests inside the bubble, then we'll realize, okay, bubble's not working. And then what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, do you shut down the league before you even resume games? They're gonna have teams come in. They're going to practice as teams. They're going to scrimmage from the 22nd to the 28th, and then they're supposed to play games on the 30th. They might not even get to that point. What if they have MLS, you know? What if they have a whole bunch of positive tests inside the bubble? Then what do you do? And the NFL has no bubble. You know, Major League Baseball has no bubble. Like you said this week, the more you think about it, the NHL right now is in the best shape of anybody. They've done a fairly good job.
I don't, necessarily think they've done any better a job than anybody. They're just going to Canada. That's the only reason I think they're in a better spot.
But they did, and I don't know that the NBA could have done this, but the NHL, instead of coming out 4 weeks ago and said, Vegas, they just said, let's wait, and we'll see. Right. And they wake up one day and go, huh, there's a really big spike of cases in the United States. Well, let's just move everything to Canada.
Yeah. That might have been luck on their part.
Okay, I'm giving them credit.
I don't want to say incompetence, but inability to figure out what they wanted to do.
You think they backed into it?
Paid off.
That's funny. That's credit to them, but you think they backed into it?
No, I think that's we've got five cities. Let's drag this process out and make it ridiculous. Okay. And then by the time you come to the decision, well, only two of the cities don't have outbreaks.
Right.
You know.
See, I thought they did. I'm going to guess. I would give them credit. Maybe that's a bad thing to do with the NHL. That they didn't drag it out. That they were waiting as long as they could. Tell all these cities, we'll have everything in place. How are we going to do it here? How are we going to do it there? And at the last moment say, okay, what cities are doing well? Vegas, not so much. Who was the other one? Chicago, I think. L.A., let's just go to Canada. I thought that's how it played out. If it isn't, then maybe it was dumb luck.
Well, when we get back, I have good news. I have a stat of the day for you. We've mentioned Stephon Diggs moments ago and his tweets about how he's not exactly comfortable, but, you know, lots to figure out. Stuff about Diggs on the field. You probably heard a bunch of good stats. I like good stats on Stephon Diggs. I told you there's two things I love. One, reading about how good Diggs is. And two, reading about how bad New England's going to be. But those have faded since they got Cam Newton. So I got to get back to the Diggs thing. I'm going to give you this Diggs stat. And then what I will describe as a mildly hot take, but it's probably true.
Okay.
You little can Bill stuff.
You can always join us at any point in the show to share an opinion, to bring up a question, to change the subject, whatever you want to do. 803-0550 to join us, 888-552-550 on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We won't be surprised when they first come down to Orlando if we have some additional players to test positive. What would be most concerning is once players enter this campus and then go through our quarantine period, then if they were to test positive or we would have any positive tests, we would know we would have an issue. So it would be concerning if once they sit through our quarantine period and then were to test positive, we would know that there's, in essence, a hole in our bubble or that our campus is not working in some way. So that would be very concerning. I think we do have the ability to trace, of course, to try to understand where that positive case came from. We can actually analyze the virus itself and try to track whether if there's more than one case, if it's in essence the same virus, the same genetic variation of the virus that has passed from one player to another, or two people on the campus have gotten it independently. So those are all things that we're looking at. Certainly, if we had any sort of significant spread at all within our campus, we would be shut down again.
It's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver from the Wall Street Journal. This is Ben Cohen of the Wall Street Journal sports reporter has pointed out that quarantining those players for 36 to 48 hours when they get to Disney World might not be enough. And, you know, sometimes I feel like talking virus stuff and talking viral load. Everybody's had their load of it. But Ben Cohen points out there's a very easy scenario where a player is coming from Houston, Phoenix, Orlando, wherever, is infected 2 days before traveling, test negative those 2 days, could test negative the next 2 days, he'd be let into the bubble, but because the virus hadn't multiplied enough, he wouldn't test positive, and then boom, you're in. So it's Ben Cohen from the Wall Street Journal just laying out what Adam Silver is kind of laying out right there.
Headlines, that's one of them. Some NFL news to pass along. The league and the Players Association continuing talks on what to do about the preseason, whether they should play games or not. The players do not want to play games. The league at this point has been looking to get two preseason games in. The two sides did agree on team travel protocols for training camp and preseason games, if indeed any are played. The league is also asking 35% of player salaries to go into escrow. The league is reportedly hesitant on allowing players to opt out. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson issued apologies yesterday for anti-Semitic comments he made via social media. The NHLPA, Players Association for the Hockey League, of course, there. The executive board approved the return to play protocols as well as the CBA extension. It now goes to a full membership vote. That will begin today and run through Friday. The Chicago Blackhawks say they are keeping their team nickname. They say it honors a Native American. The PGA...
Can I jump in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had always read that it was honoring a division of the World War II, because a lot of military things in the U.S., helicopters specifically, are named, and missiles, and are given Native American names, Apaches, mm-hmm. Blackhawks. And I'd always read that the Blackhawks was a military tribute. And this was the first they issued a statement yesterday saying it was about
an individual.
Right, yeah. An actual figure.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And that's the first time I've ever heard that. So their message saying it's actually to honor this individual from this area, and by the way, we need to elevate awareness about this individual, was, I mean, whatever. I mean, I realize that then it's controversial, and I'm not the one here to make a judgment on it, but it struck me that, yeah, I'm someone that tries to find out what teams are named and why they're named that, and I never heard this from you ever before.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just thought, I didn't know if it was named. It is, so they issued it, they released a statement, said, hang on a second. That's basically those are the headlines. Brought to you by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Got a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. So they said, Blackhawk's name and logo symbolizes an important and historic person. Blackhawk of Illinois Sac and Fox Nation, whose leadership and life inspired generations of Native Americans, veterans, and the public. We celebrate Black Hawk's legacy by offering ongoing reverent examples of Native American culture, traditions, and contributions by providing a platform of genuine dialogue with local and national Native American groups. So, yeah, it is an individual who was named Black Hawk, and that I never knew that. I just thought it was a generalization, what have you. But it is about an individual, and that's why they say they're going to keep the nickname, because it honors that person's legacy.
All right. Well, there's the story.
We'll get to some calls, too. 803-0550, and then you got some Diggs numbers.
I got that Diggs stat, yeah.
I'm going to dig those stats, am I? Huh?
Yeah, and then the mildly hot take to follow.
Okay. Let's get to Larry in South Florida to start things off. Larry, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Tried to call yesterday on your topic, but unfortunately we were having some phone issues. But before I get to it, Jeremy, when's your golf tournament?
It's a week from tomorrow.
Okay, I'm playing 18 today down in South Florida. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
No idea how you're going to do 100, brother. So
I thought about that. Like, it might be in the 80s. The 10-day forecast or whatever for next week has high 80s as what the – it's not just me. It's, you know, there's 16 of us that are playing – 100 holes of golf. So, I might need multiple shirts. I might need, Howard, bring a cooler. Bring a Gatorade bucket,
I'll
Howard.
Bring just whatever you need.
Just dump it over my head. I mean, I want Super Bowl Gatorade bucket over the head.
I'll just bring a bucket of ice cubes. You could do I'll just dump ice cubes on you if you want.
Ice cubes aren't going to do it. You're going to need liquid in that
liquid,
thing.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, at the turn, I'll be having beers, but at your turn, you probably won't be having beers because you're going to do a lot of turns. So
I don't think I'll be beer-less. I might need a one or two to get through, the
50s. A lot of water, man. You got to stay hydrated. I don't want you cramping up.
My point yesterday, you guys were talking about Mahomes' contract, and when I called in, I just think it's, in my opinion, it's so important. Not only due to Mahomes signing, but when we swap picks with Kansas City, 10 for 27, luckily we got great players. I mean, Trey White is fantastic, but Mahomes is, he's insanely good. And I'm hoping and I'm seeing signs from Allen that he's going to be our franchise quarterback, and I really, really like him. But everyone knows Mahomes, he just turned out. But again, you never know that's going to happen. So we could have had him at 10 without moving, and we have our franchise quarterback. And as you've seen from his play, he can get the ball to anybody at any time, doesn't matter. And he's pretty accurate, and he's unbelievably athletic. So for me, we have to sign Trey White to a long-term deal, because that's what we moved out of that position to go get. And it's, as luck would have it, Trey White is fantastic. He's one of the best corners in the NFL, and I think if with his continued growth, he could surpass Gilmore. But I just want to get your thoughts on that, because that's the guy that, you know, you talked about. Is there someone you'd lock up? And the first person came out of your mouth, Jeremy, was Trey White, and I agree. Yep. For several reasons. He is a lockdown corner, and Buffalo has had corners in the past that we've let go, and they've gone on to be great elsewhere, and I don't want to happen with this guy.
Yeah, Larry, thanks. Nick Wotan wrote a piece that was about the teams that passed on Mahomes and who should feel the worst about it and who should feel the least bad about it. And his point was that the Bills should not feel that bad about it. And I agree, actually. You know, every team that passes on him can do the old kick themselves if they want to, but they don't have to. And there are different degrees of that. You know, the Bears are pointed out because we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Howard. The Bears are always mocked because they took Mitchell Trubisky. But I think if you're being honest about this, you have to talk about the importance of the position, where you were at the time at the position, and how defendable it is that you didn't take a shot on a quarterback. When we talk about quarterbacks in the draft, my stance on quarterbacks for a long time has been, you don't know who's going to be good. You can take your best chance, you do the best you can, but you don't know who's going to be good. NFL personnel people don't know who's going to be good. I don't know who's going to be good. I'll tell you know, I kind of like this guy, and I'm worried about that guy, but at the end of the day, I have no idea who's going to be good. Mm-hmm. So if you have that in mind, when I say I was mad the Bills didn't take Mahomes or Watson, it's because I had no idea if they were going to be good, but I did know they needed a quarterback, you know? And that's huge in that. They decided to wait a year, and they got other good players. They went and got their quarterback the following year. They got Trey White. Like, the Bills decided not yet on quarterback. And I think because of that, they don't have to feel as bad as, we mentioned yesterday, Jacksonville.
Right.
Here's the top 10.
It's like a running back.
Here's the top 10. The Browns. The Browns should feel bad. The Browns take Myles Garrett. Sure, they have a really good player. They didn't have a quarterback. Why wouldn't you take a quarterback, right? They didn't take quarterback. The Bears took Mitchell Trubisky. Hey, you don't know who's going to be good. You know, the Chiefs had a really good idea about Patrick Mahomes. They were right. The Texans were right about Deshaun Watson. The Bears were wrong about Mitch Trubisky. How bad should they feel about it? Kind of bad, but at least they were going for quarterback.
They took a quarterback, right. Yeah.
San Francisco takes Solomon Thomas third overall. By then, they had just traded for Garoppolo, right? So they don't need a quarterback. They don't want a quarterback. At four is Jacksonville. Blake Bortles is 11-34 at that time. They take a running back. Jacksonville should feel terrible. Tennessee, right? The Titans get that next pick. They take Corey Davis because what are they doing? They're propping up Marcus Mariota.
Right, right.
They're doing everything they can to convince themselves that their quarterback that they've already drafted is good. The Jets have Jamal Adams. What are they doing at that point? It's not Fitz, right? Who'd they have before Darnold? Is it Fitz?
Did McCown have a year with them, or was he just a backup?
Right.
McCown, I think, right?
Was so the Jets, to me, the Jets are in the Bills' boat. Like, what do you – you could take one here, but both the Jets and the Bills decided not yet. The Chargers after that, they've got Rivers. They could have done it and had him sit. Carolina is eighth. They have Cam Newton. They don't need to take a quarterback. Cincinnati is right in the middle there, right? Andy Dalton, should you have been bold and said, we need to do better? Eventually, Cincinnati did end up saying that, right?
Yeah.
So if you run by the top 10 and you really look at where each team was, I can get behind an argument that says the Bills don't have to feel ashamed of themselves because these teams did not know Patrick Mahomes was going to be that good, but they do know whether or not they need help at the position. And for the Jets and the Bills, I think they're in the same boat. They needed it, and they decided not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I you can say whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing. I think that Sean McDermott came in and, you know, obviously felt at the very least, let me see what Tyrod Taylor is all about before we decide what we're doing with him. And they play for a year, and then they move on.
But we already knew what Tyrod Taylor was all about.
Yeah, but maybe he did. You know, but he wanted to. I mean, he didn't come in.
Did he really, really want to?
Well,
or
why
did
else wouldn't they take a quarterback when they first got
because
here?
Because they weren't ready. They didn't. They just didn't want to do it. Whether they didn't, you know, it's Whaley that's on that staff. I mean, there's plenty of stories that the Bills did like Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. but just didn't want to do that yet.
But McDermott, it is the single most, and you can. It is the
I know.
Most, and you can, and you. Well, Mike makes this argument a lot. Keep drafting a quarterback until you find the quarterback.
Sure. Just, right. And we knew the Bills didn't have one. And I think when you say, I mean, you're not wrong that McDermott did say that. Well, I want to find out what we got. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the league, I think, knew what you had.
Well, I think so too.
Which was a serviceable
yeah.
to good quarterback yeah. that has a ceiling that you probably don't think is good enough.
Hey, the Chargers are going through that now. You know, we got Tyrod Taylor. He's not bad. But like, you know what? We need to draft Justin Herbert. And at some point, I'm sure they believe Herbert will take the job over and he'll run with it. I mean, in their plan, right? So yep. it's not like they're saying, we can't win with Tyrod Taylor, but they know, well, we need to probably get a little bit better there at that position. We need to find a quote-unquote franchise guy, whatever. So they bring in Justin Herbert, even though they have a quarterback who's won games and has actually had a playoff season under his record.
Yep.
Or on his resume, I should say.
So I like the conversation about it. I think if you're honest about it, you know, you can say, well, the Bills, among other teams, there were worse ones. You know, hey, they missed on that. But it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to kill your franchise forever. You don't make every single perfect move. You know, you passed up on Rob Gronkowski too. Mm-hmm. It didn't mean you had to be bad for 10 years. It's just, it's the nature of any general manager of any sport. There are going to be wrong moves. You know, you draft Alex Nylander as the Sabres. That doesn't single-handedly have to mean you're terrible.
Right.
You pass on player X or player Y. Every GM in this league has had, and Brian, it's funny. We talked to Brian Burke, 2 weeks ago or last week?
Last Friday, I think.
And he even talked about it with us. He said, you know, I can run through a lot of bad trades that I made. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to mm-hmm. make bad picks. You're going to make bad trades. The question is, do you have a good idea of how to build something? And positional value is super important. And, you know, the day after that trade, I was only mad that the Bills decided they wanted to wait a year on the position. It wasn't about, I believe Mahomes is great. And if somebody out there, I mean, Sal was a big fan of Mahomes. But, you know, he was the one that told us, they want to wait a year. Hmm. Like, okay, that's how this is going to go. It's he's not on their timeline. And, you know, I think you can say that's a mistake and also say that doesn't have to kill them.
Look, in the what might have been draft that they're going to have, one of the things I was thinking about, what might have been, what if the Bills didn't draft T.J. Graham? What if they drafted Russell Wilson that year? Then, you know, Russell Wilson takes that job, we think, and runs with it, and Tyrod Taylor isn't here, and you don't even think about at 10, oh, they traded out. They could have had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. Well, they had Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson could be their 15-year answer at quarterback, but they didn't. So, I don't know. That was on my list of what might have been. Your digs numbers. Let's get to those.
I'll get to
back.
That. How about
top of the
o'clock.
Hour? Yeah, let's
see
when we get back. Yeah.
Okay.
803-0550 to join us. It is Wednesday today, right? So, that means it's Hoagie Hump Day. It means you have a chance to win a gift certificate to Jim's Steakout. All you need to do is tweet us today. Tweet at WGR550. And when you do that, use the hashtag HoagieHumpDay. That's it. Anybody who does that, you're in the running to win the $25 gift certificate to Jim's Steakout. We'll have one lucky listener win that today. Again, tweet at WGR550. Use the hashtag HoagieHumpDay.
In addition to the health and safety protocol, they are supplementing that with a whole lot of technology. So every single morning, we're asked to take a pulse oximeter reading, that's this device right here, in addition to our temperature. And then we enter that data into an app. And so what then happens is when we go to head into the arena or head into a practice facility, this magic band that I am wearing here gets scanned. And if it gets scanned and it lights up green, that means that data that we put in, it's healthy. We are healthy. If it lights up blue, then people need to take another look to see if we are perhaps exhibiting symptoms like the temperature we entered was a fever. And another device we're supposed to be getting within the next week is a sensor that is going to start to beep if you are within 6 feet of another person for 10 seconds. So first, after 5 seconds, it will start lighting up a color. And then after 10 seconds, it will start that beeping. And that is all in addition to the Aura bands that I was fitted for yesterday and placed players were fitted for before they arrived that will then detect early symptoms of coronavirus. So both us and the players and staff are all getting all of those devices.
Now, I apologize. I don't know who that was. She's from ESPN. And I heard that clip this morning while I was getting ready for the show. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. Especially the one about, you know, if you're within 6 feet of someone, there's a beeping and then the band lights up and all this stuff. So it's just a little information on some of the technology that the NBA is using as the 22 teams make their way into Orlando, into the bubble for the resumption of their season. Who? Malika Andrews? Okay. Thank you, Brayton, for tracking that one down from ESPN. I just thought that was really cool technology. I'm going to get you an Aura band for your next, your birthday already passed, Jeremy. So I'll get it for Christmas for you, I guess.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. She tells you, what was it? Ah, whatever. I'm going off into silly tangents. What was I going to say? Nah, I don't remember. Nah, whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Right. I got something for you. I told you yesterday I was going to smoke some ribs for the first time. I'd never done smoked ribs. Once you join the smoker community, you hear a lot. I got a bunch of emails from people and texts and tweets, and I did ribs. I'm not a big eat ribs guy. You know, ribs can be
messy.
Dirty, yeah. Messy. Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes it's not enjoyable. There's this 3-2-1 method of cooking of smoking ribs. It's said to be, Howard, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Foolproof.
Oh, they haven't met me apparently.
That's what I thought. Yeah. They haven't met me. I'll decide if this is foolproof.
I'll tell you,
I foolproof. Can screw up a lot of things.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Really?
I can follow directions, yeah. But I mean, at the same time, you know, when it comes to craftsmanship, I'm sometimes not the best. And, you know, if you're putting great work, 6+ hours into making a meal, sometimes said it's foolproof.
Yeah.
And I'm here to report it was foolproof.
Oh, no kidding.
It worked.
Okay.
It worked. They were great. And for about 20 minutes while eating them, and we tossed some to our neighbors. I felt like I was at a Bills tailgate.
Wow!
In all seriousness, like it smelled like the smoke and the just being outside, and it's hot out, and I'm eating these delicious. They turned out incredible, so good. And I thought, tailgate.
Did you think about opening day, huh?
Tailgate, yeah. If there's no games, can we just go sit in the parking lot for 7 hours?
No.
That Sunday?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Didn't you remember that story?
I don't mean all of us. We'll just distance. It'll
be
fine.
I remember we read something, or we had something last week on the show that said the league was considering, like, there would be security patrols that would make sure they would keep stadium lots clear so people wouldn't gather outside the stadium on a game day.
Yeah.
So
what about a lottery for one person?
And that would be...
I mean, I'll put my name in.
Okay.
It's a lottery. I got
to
win it.
But then you're allowed to have people with you at a safe distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I have a feeling that they would be rather vigilant about keeping lots, you know, keeping people from hanging outside stadiums.
By the way, quick thing on the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned their statement about how they're named after Blackhawk, who is a Native American chief. According to Wikipedia, the Chicago Blackhawks, they were named after the 86th Infantry Division.
Oh.
The Black Hawk Division.
Huh.
That division was named after Black Hawk.
Gotcha. Okay. So indirectly they're named after a Black Hawk? Or?
I guess so. Right. For them to claim they're named after that person, they're named after a military division named after a person. So like what? Transitive problem. And anyway, there's a story in here about the Chicago Blackhawks logo history that in 1986 they changed it a little bit.
Hmm.
That what they did was they went from their name used to be two words, Black Hawks,
mm-hmm.
and then they changed it to one word, Black Hawks, in 1986.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Right. So
the things we learn.
Well, the other thing is. There's a piece here I'm reading that if they really did want to honor this individual, this person, you'd go back to the way that it was spelled before, with the space.
Oh,
with
because his name was spelled was
right.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't one word.
I don't know.
Maybe they would do that. I mean, it's a tweak. It's not like a complete name change. You're just basically doing a little tweak, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. That wouldn't seem to be a big deal, right?
I don't know. It just. I got a text from someone that was talking about Spidey senses going up when the hockey team said, this is why we did it. And I thought the same thing. I thought, I have never heard that before. And I guess it's on me and it's on them to elevate the Native American Chiefs, what he represented. If they want to honor him, then that's what they, I guess, should start to do.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. So it sounds like they're not going to change. And the Atlanta Braves, I believe, had said they wouldn't change. But the Cleveland Indians are still taking it under advisement, so to speak. And more and more people with Washington and the football team, it seems like more and more people are saying it's a given. It's just a matter. Somebody tweeted me. I didn't check this for whether or not it's true. I think you got the same tweet. Somebody tweeted us yesterday that Daniel Snyder had already, had a while back, copyrighted the name, the nickname Warriors for his franchise, anticipating, I guess, at some point he might have to change, and that would be the one they're going to go to. I'll have to look that up and see if there's, if that's true. Someone sent that in yesterday. 803-0550 to join us. No, I'm not doing headlines. You do the update. It's your stinking job. Do your job! Just to quote a famous person. All right, headlines. The National Football League is continuing talks with its Players Association on a number of topics, including whether or not to play any preseason games. The league is planning on having two. The Players Association doesn't want any. The two sides did agree on team travel protocols for opening of training camp. And if they do play any games, the travel plans for a preseason contest. The NFL is asking players to put aside 35% of their salaries into escrow to help for the revenue shortfall that is going to be happening this season. And the league reportedly is hesitant to allow players to opt out of any games. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has apologized for anti-Semitic comments he made. The NHL, the Players Association, the NHLPA Executive Board, yesterday approved the return-to-play protocols as well as the extension of the CBA. Those will now go to the full membership beginning today. Players have until Friday to vote. I believe that is just a simple majority to get approval on that. The PGA will officially announce today what's been rumored for a few weeks, that the Ryder Cup this year will be postponed. It will still be in Wisconsin in the same time frame, but in 2021. The MLS is back tournament begins tonight. However, Nashville and Chicago were supposed to be one of the games played. That has been postponed. Five players from Nashville have tested positive for the coronavirus. Speaking of the virus, and Orlando, where the MLS is, the NBA is there as well. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver saying yesterday he is worried positive tests in Orlando will reveal, quote, a hole in our bubble. Those are your headlines. 803-0550. We'll talk some Stefon Diggs numbers when we get back on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.